Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Done by Black Mamba. There's also a version done by Chickenfoot, which is Sammy Hagar and Joe Satriani, Mark Anthony, you know, guys that everybody knows and loves, decided to do a few gigs together. But that one was a little different, done from a band in Italy. Welcome to Garage Talk Live. It is March the 19th. And the weather here is sunny, a little chilly. It's spring. You know, you get that early morning chill, afternoon warmth, and then back to cold at nights. But it's a lot better than what we've been having. So playing there, NHRA in action in Florida. They had some nice weather. NASCAR's Xfinity and Cup Series out in Fontana, California at the Auto Club Speedway. So, it's been a pretty light week. Then next week, NASCAR will be in my neck of the woods. At Martinsville. Nice little track. If you've never been there, go check it out. I know I have some fans, some friends that were down there last fall. They have a friend that drives in the truck series. He's been on the show, Jordan Anderson. Drives the 3 truck. He used to drive for TJL Motorsports. Had some issues with Mike Harmon. Go figure. I think a few people have had issues with him. So I'm surprised they still allow that man around the sport. And believe it or not, he was on Garage Talk Live way back when they used to have an Xfinity car called the Fans Tour. And people signed up for that, you know, donated money to fund the car. So basically it was a fan-sponsored car in the Xfinity series. Yes, he was on that. And I actually had a few things to give away from that. Some people won. I actually had Martinsville tickets to give away back in the day. Doing this show back when it originally formed back in 2001 as the Pit Pass. My co-hostess and I used to garner a lot of that then. We parted ways. We're still friends, but it's just one of those things that, you know, to move on, I gained another set of co-hosts, and then, you know, I've had co-hosts throughout the era, including down here. Now doing it this time of day, it's hard to find one. That's what I miss about the night show. I'd have somebody to talk to. Besides y'all, we all get to listen. If you want to give me a call, I have no guest book today. The number is 646-649-1899. So, give me a shout. Anyway, last week we had Cat Beal on. She was pretty passionate about something, and had a new song out, being she's a friend of mine. This is why I call it Motorsports Talking More. Of course, I can still cover the racing and have some interesting and fun things. It's probably one of the most serious discussions we've had in a while, but, you know, go check it out on ReverbNation/CatBeelSongs. And then I have a friend who's writing a book that's in the editing process, Charlene Larice, called Seek and Live Truth, Salt. So when that comes out, I will be having her on, and we'll be talking about it. Maybe another serious discussion, but that's just how it goes here. Give me something else to listen to. But anyway, my cat Major in the background giving his two cents, and
really, Major,
go away. And yes, I have cats. Enough of them. One decided to talk today. Maybe he wants to come on the air. Well, we'll see if we can get him his own gig in a different time of day. But this is our time here on Garage Talk Live. Anyway, where do we start? NHRA out in Gainesville, Florida. Well, we got a lot of different class winners. I don't have the ladder, so I can't give you who did what and who finished runner-up. NHRA's site wasn't completely updated. A couple of announcements. Haley Deegan will be driving for Venturini Motorsports. And she's a K&N West driver who's got a couple wins and is the points leader. So talent has not been overlooked in the ARCA series. She will be driving and has sponsorship. She drives for Bill McAnally Racing. She drives the Napa Toyota. So she's got a lot of Napa-sponsored co-drivers, Ronnie Capps being one of them, and a few others. Napa used to sponsor Chase Elliott, so back in the junior motorsports days. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But she is someone to watch out for. 17 years old. She's already has more wins in NASCAR's. Well, she's at the junior level now, but nobody else has done it. Nobody. So you're going to have to watch for her. She is something to behold if she gets to the Cup Series and can continue on her drive forward. We'll have to see how she does in ARCA. So we'll be rooting for her. We're going to try to get her on, too. So next ARCA race isn't until April the 14th. So we got some time yet. A whole month. It'll be after Easter. And a few others. Michael Self. Michael, he's a past winner. I think he started following each other on Twitter. Or he suggested I like his Facebook page. So I want to put him on the list. I have a big list of people to get on. So we'll see what happens there. In the standings, Christian X is your points leader. Travis Braden is second. Brett Holmes is third, Joseph Graff is fourth, fifth is Michael Self, Brad Smith is sixth, seventh, Tommy Vi, eighth, Harrison Burton, ninth, Chandler Smith, and tenth is Ty Gibbs. One name you don't see there, Natalie Decker. She is in 14th. She only started one race, Daytona, and she's driving in the Truck Series. Having a rough time, but, you know, learning curve. Everybody go through that. You go from a series you're familiar with and run competitively into a new one. The tracks are different. The competition's a little different. It's like ARCA is a co-tier. It rides cup-style cars for everybody that's new out there. I'm not sure. And it's usually the old models. And you know, different engine changes, different rules packages. They have certain things that are different. So if you're going from one class of car, see, at least NASCAR Touring Series are basically pretty much the same, only a few minor changes, like Xfinity cars don't have as much horsepower as Cup cars, and the Truck Series, the bodies are different, obviously. It's trucks, and the engines are a little different, so it's a graduation thing, but somebody used to an ARCA car might be have a little different as in handling that you know than a Cup car, different suspensions, all that kind of stuff. So anyway. Just have to wait and see how that progresses, but I'm curious to see how Kelly does in the ARCA series. I mean, she's running K&N, which is the step below the Truck Series in the NASCAR division. So we'll just have to wait and see. Anyway, we'll get to our NHRA results. In the top fuel division, I wish I had my ladder so I could see how everybody did. Crampton takes the top fuel. It's been a while since he's won. He's been on this show before. Robert Height takes the funny car. His first win of the season. He's finished second a couple times. Qualified number one, so he crosses the line first. Bo Butner in the pro stock. Andrew Hines, there's a name that's always near the top anyway, finally getting a win. It's only been three events in the Pro Stock motorcycle. Here's a new one in Top Alcohol Dragster, a young lady called named Megan Meyer. Ladies, I know you like your oval tracks and you like to go with NASCAR, but the competition is tough, but women do better there. I guess they have the resources, and drag racing might not be your thing, but take a look at it. So there's a lot more women drag racing champions than there are women NASCAR champions. Food for thought. And a lot of them have been on this show, including not too long ago, the legendary Shirley Muldowney. It was great to have her on. Now, of course, you know, Ashley Force Hood, Courtney Force, Brittany Force, Erica Enders, Melanie Troxell, Alexis DeJoria. Yes, the queen of Patron. Her daddy owns Patron Tequila. Good stuff, by the way. There's only two tequilas I like, Cabo Wabo. No, I'm not, you know, giving them props out there, but just letting you know, it's good stuff. I used to like the Cuervo and the Two Fingers. But I just tried better stuff. So we'll just have to, you know, try it out. If you haven't liked it. Anyway, if you're not a if you're a tequila person, I'm sure you have, so that's neither here nor there. Shout out to Cynthia Gauthier, driver of the Monster Mutt Dalmatian, winning the freestyle at the Monster Jam. She's good, folks. Oh, yeah, she's been on here, too. And we've got to get her back on. I haven't talked to her in a bit. So, a lot of guests I got to get back on. It's like just a lot of new guests I want to get on. So, did anybody ever see, and did everybody who listens to the show that heard Liliac when they were on the World's Best and then went up against a gospel band? Now, they did, Liliac did Rainbow in the Dark and rocked the house down. But to advance, why, I have no idea. But unless a lot of the World of the World judges figured they were going to make it big anyway, and decided not to advance them. Now I'd like to get them back on too. Maybe we'll book them for next week. I know I'm a racing guest, and I only got drivers to get on, but, you know. It's something that's on my mind. They're doing real well, and, you know, when they get famous for news. It's just the way it is. Anyway. Sorry to bore you with all that other stuff, but, you know, I like to keep everybody informed on what's going on, like our Facebook page, like our at GTL at Garage Talk Live on Twitter, our Twitter page. I'm more of a Facebook dude, so if you follow us on Twitter, everything I post on Facebook, I got linked over to there. So, that's why I just I don't know. It's just what I like to do. Let's keep everybody up. So, not keep everybody up, keep everybody informed. Anyway, let's check out the standings after three events in the NHRA and Top Fuel. Doug Kalita holds the top spot down. Right behind him, Leah Pritchett. She's 42 back. That's half an event. Steve Torrance, the defending champ, is third. Billy Torrance, who was in the top spot, is down to fourth. Richie Crampton, who won, is fifth. Tied with Billy, they're 68 points back. Terry McMillan, sixth. Mike Salinas, seventh. Clay Milligan, eighth. Ninth, Antron Brown. In the top ten, a rookie, Austin Prox, yes, Top Fuel rookie with John Force Racing. is in the top 10. 15 points behind in 12th is his teammate, the former champ, Brittany Force. She's having a rough couple of years. They need to get something together there. I'd like to see her back. And maybe she needs to get back on the show as well. I'll pitch that to her PR rep. Say the last time her and Robert called in, they won championships. That's true, 2 years ago. In the funny car division, after three events, Robert Height back on top. Jack Beckman, Fast Jack, in second place. Local boy from this area, Matt Hagen, is third. Height has a big lead, though, 105 points over Beckman, 115 over Hagen. John Force, 130 back, his boss, and Tommy Johnson Jr. is fifth. Sixth, Tim Wilkerson. Seventh, Bob Tasketh. Eighth, J.R. Todd, who was leading the points. Must have had a rough week. Ninth, Ronnie Capps. And number 10, Sean Langdon. And then 9 and 10 are only 3 points apart, and then 4 points behind 10th. Below the line is Cruz Pedregon. Pro Stock. Bo Butner with the win takes the top spot. Alex Laughlin in second. Jason Lyon in third. Erica Enders drops to fourth. She was third, but 3 points between third and fourth. Matt Hartford, fifth. Roger Brogdon, sixth. Jed Coughlin Jr. is seventh. Derek Kramer is eighth. Kenny Belko, ninth. And Chris McGahey rounds out the top 10. Here's one that you don't see very often. Greg Anderson, he's a seven-time champion, is in 11th. Teammate two, Jason Lyon. And it's just weird seeing him below the countdown cutoff, because you got to be in the top 10 to get that. So that's where that's at. Pro Stock Motorcycle, first event of the year. Following event 3 of 24. Andrew Hines with the win takes over the top spot. Eddie Krawick, his teammate, in second. They're always up there. I always say that. And to see them not there last year when Matt Smith won the title was kind of refreshing. Hector Arana Jr. is third. Joey Gladstone is fourth. Matt Smith, the defending champ, is fifth. Elite Motorsports, huh? Ryan Oler is sixth. Jimmy Underdahl is seventh. Jerry Savoie, eighth. Angela Sampe, the winningest NHRA female. And rounding out the top 10, Karen Stouffer. Then further back, Angie Smith, who's Matt Smith's wife, in the 14th spot. But she's also an Elite Motorsports Denso Auto Parts EBR rider. Now, Elite is also the team owners of Jed Coughlin, Erica Enders. I'm trying to think. This was Vincent Nobile last week. One thing about Pro Stock you don't see, the defending champ is not running in the division this year. Tanner Gray went NASCAR racing. He is out at running in the K&N West Series. So, hey, wants to try different things. Good for him. He's got a championship under his belt. The guy wants to race different things. good for him. It's a tough road to hoe going from a straight line quarter mile to you got to admire somebody who likes to do that. So, anyway. Not much you could do about that. So, we have our top four NHRA divisions. You can check out the next one. Let's see when the next event is. Las Vegas, April 5th through 7th. They changed their format. I used to have it all click on a page and then it's all in a block. They go out to the strip in Las Vegas for the four wides. They have the new four wide format in Vegas. Oh man, I got to get out to one of those. I've been to Englishtown. I know what that feels like. It's something if you've never been to all you NASCAR fans, go to an NHRA Mellow Yellow event near you. I guarantee it. You've never experienced something like that in your life, especially if you're down at the start-finish line for when the nitro cars go down the road. Imagine that times four. When I went, there were only 9,000 horsepower. Now they're like 11, so you figure 44,000 horsepower leaving the light at once. It could probably revive a dead man's heart. I mean, I hate to be like that, but probably. One of those things I say you gotta experience in your lifetime. Yeah, so you could actually walk around, see the vehicles, and usually the drivers are out there signing autographs by their haulers to working on the car. Another fair note to you, when they're getting ready to tune up the funny cars and the top fuelers, you might want to get a gas mask. They sell them at the track. I saw that. I laughed, and then I found out why. That's why the crew wears them when they're working on the motors and have them running. So, it is something you're going to want to check out. Anyway, let's all go to NASCAR's Xfinity Series wrap up. And the winner talking. And let me tell you one thing. It wasn't Kyle Busch. That's right. Kyle Busch looking for three in a row in the Xfinity Series. So, trying to get those 100 wins in this series alone. We'll get to more on him in a little bit. But he did not win the race. Cole Custer took the win from Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch led 98 laps, four times for 98 laps, not the last one. Cole Custer led four times for 29 laps. Kyle Busch won both stages, so he looked like he was going to make it three in a row in the Xfinity Series, but it was not to be. Christopher Bell was third, Tyler Reddick fourth, Chase Briscoe, 5th. Austin Cindric, 6th. Brandon Jones, 7th. 8th, Ryan Preece. 9th, the Little Gator, Justin Allgaier. And 10th, Justin Haley. This was Cole Custer's third victory in 76 Xfinity Series races. His first this year and fourth top 10 in four races in 2019. Drives for Gene Haas, a.k.a. Stuart Haas, you know. So, you know he's in a Mustang. And Ford's been doing pretty good this year anyway. There were 13 lead changes amongst six drivers. Cautions for 28 laps. All of the incident cautions happening in Stage 3. Stage 1 and 2 were clean. So, and Kyle Busch dominated both of those. Check out our points. Tyler Reddick is the points leader. Cole Custer is second. Christopher Bell is third. Now, Bell and Custer have race wins, and Michael Annette as well. So those three guys will be at the top seed. Brandon Jones is fourth. Austin Cindric, fifth. The aforementioned Michael Annette is sixth. Justin Allgaier, seventh. Noah Gragson in eighth, ninth. Ryan Sieg, 10th. John Hunter Nemechek, 11th. Chase Briscoe, and 12th. Justin Haley. There's the cutoff line. Haley has a 12-point lead over 13th place Ross Chastain. So he's safe in the playoffs so far, unless Chastain wins a race. Out of five races, I said four races. Out of five events this year, three Xfinity regulars have wins. One Cup driver has two. Kyle Busch last 2 weeks in a row. That being said, fortunately, Kyle Busch can't run for a championship in that series. He might have won a few of them since they changed the rules. But that's neither here nor there. So here's our winner, Cole Custer, with his crew chief, Mike Shiplett.
We're here with our post-race press conference here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series with the 21st Annual Production Alliance Group 300 race-winning team. We're joined by the winning driver, Cole Custer, driver of the 00, Thompson Pipe, Haas CNC Ford for Stuart Haas Racing, and crew chief Mike Shiplett. We'll open the floor directly to questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. We're going to start with Elliot and then go to Christian and then to Kathy.
Elliot Stern, Santa Maria Times. Congratulations on your win. This is not only for you an early season win, but a hometown win. Did you have a lot of family and friends, and what's it like racing in front of your hometown fans?
Yeah, it meant a lot. I mean, I grew up racing, you know, in Orange Show about 20 minutes from here, and then at Irwindale, that's, you know, another 20 minutes from here. So it means a lot to come back here and win. Obviously, we had tons of people out here taking pictures. That's why it took so long to get here. But it's an awesome, awesome win. I mean, one of the best tracks. I mean, every driver, I think, wants to win here because of how cool the track is, and then also a hometown track. It means a lot.
Christian.
Christian Kelly, frontstretch.com. Cole, your teammate finished fifth, and then you won the race. How much has having a teammate help the organization? How much has it helped you as a driver so far this season?
Yeah, I mean, none of it's been a negative for us. I mean, and as the year goes on, it's just going to get better and better. I think we have two good teams. It's just we're sharing, being able to share information, bounce ideas off each other driving wise. You know, it's all going to help. You know, and you'll even be able to help each other on the racetrack a little bit too.
Go next to Kathy.
Kathy Brown, Pitting Outside the Box. The last 3 years I've talked to you before this race, every year you keep telling me how special it would be to win here. I mean, come on, Cole. You got to have some more emotions than that. Are you going to go out and celebrate with In-N-Out tonight? What are you going to do tonight?
Well, I can drink this year.
That's right.
So, but I don't know. I think I'm cruising the campgrounds. It's an event through the track that I'm going to do. So that'll be a cool thing. But I don't know. This one, it definitely means a lot. You know, I'm staying for tomorrow. So going to live it up in L.A. for the night.
There you have Cole Custer with his win, talking about his win and having fun. And he could drink, so I guess obviously he turned 21, so just one of those deals. He's in the playoffs. There you go. Into the Cup Series. The main event of the weekend. Kyle Busch was denied on Saturday. Which would have actually given him 200 wins. Divisions. Notice I said three divisions. That being said, I picked the wrong Kyle. I picked Larson. Larson had an incident early on, wound up finishing. Where did he wind up finishing? I don't even see his name in there. I'm looking for, there he is, 12th. So while dominating and winning last year and dominating the year before, wasn't to be had for a third time. But a guy named Kyle did dominate and did win. Well, I mean, we all know who that is. Driver of the number 18. Took stage one, took stage two, took the checkered flag at the end, took all the points. It took all the points. The playoff points, anyway. Led seven times for 134 of 200 laps. The one and only rowdy, Kyle Busch, giving him his 200th NASCAR win. And he got it in the Cup Series. But, that being said, everybody's comparing him to Richard Petty winning 200 races. And some people are saying you can't take that into consideration because Petty did it in the Cup Series. Kyle did it in three series. Well, the guy's got 94 wins in Xfinity, which is the Busch Series, which a lot of Richard Petty's driving, there wasn't any lower-tiered series. And they ran more than one race a week. Now, that being said, 200 wins is good. To do it over three series is really good. But it wasn't 200 wins in the top series. But he's 33 years old. Can he get that in the next, 18 years? Highly unlikely. Could he get 100? Most likely. He's got to get 104 to take over second, which would be beating David Pearson. So that's not out of the realm. Is he going to want to? There's the big question. Is he going to be burned out by 42, 45? I mean, you had Tony Stewart retire before he was 50. You had Jeff Gordon retire before he was 50. Dale Earnhardt Jr. retired before he was 50. Oh, Dale Jr.'s that concussion had a bit to do with it, but still. Dale Jr. didn't have the success of a Stewart or a Gordon. Kyle Busch did. Jimmy Johnson, I think, is his number two battler. I mean, they're probably the two winningest drivers active right now would be Jimmy Johnson and Kyle Busch. So it's amazing to see what plays out over the next decade. Then Jimmy Johnson, I wonder how old Jimmy is. How long is he going to want to do it? He's got seven championships. I know he wants to be the first one to break seven and hit eight. He's the one who's got the chance. Gordon had to drive for five. So, fell a little short. You can blame that one on Jimmy. Because when they were pitching the sponsors, it was Jeff Gordon and Rick Hendrick that was pitching Lowe's, the sponsor, and said, yeah, he'll win races, he'll win championships. Nobody knew that he was going to take seven in the modern era. Could he have done that in the old era? Hard to say. Then again, Richard Petty won 7. But they led the points. There was no playoffs. Dale Earnhardt won 7. No playoffs. Led the points from, had the most points at the end of the season. I was going to say led from beginning to end, but, you know, they did reward drivers for, they did give the drivers points for wins, and the point system was different, and leading laps and leading most laps, which is only a point here and a point, was a point for each and 5 for a win. You didn't have playoff points, so. But the points gap between 1st and 43rd was spaced out a bit. But now you're only running 40 drivers. Actually, there was only 38 in the field. So I think they even cut it down. There used to be 43. So I think even though that was trying to, I guess, eliminate start and parks, but Kyle Busch with the win. It was his 53rd in 504 Monster Energy Cup Series races. So he still got over 50. He's only 33. He started about, they made a rule because of him saying he had to be 18 to compete in any of NASCAR's top 3 series. So he was 17, I think, when he made it to the Truck Series. So they were afraid he was going to run away with things, so they backed him off a bit. Which kind of stunk, but, you know, hey, don't penalize a guy because he's good. Yeah, he has some attitude issues, but he's either love him or hate him, but you can't knock his talent and his ability. So, with the win, Kyle Busch stops Ford's winning streak. Joey Logano wound up 2nd. Kevin Harvick rallied for 3rd. Oh, wait a second. I'm on the wrong chart. I was looking at the points. Keselowski was 3rd. Harvick was 4th. Ryan Blaney was 5th. So, 1 Toyota, 4 Fords, and then a Chevy. Kurt Busch driving the number 1, replacing Jamie McMurray. It's weird seeing him in the McMurray in the booth, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. The 6th, 7th, Denny Hamlin. Martin Truex Jr. is 8th. Eric Almirola is 9th. And Austin Dillon rounds out the top 10. Said Kurt. Kyle Busch led 7 times for 134 to 200 laps. I may have said that already. So as we look at the points, we'll get to that. It was Kyle's 2nd victory this year, 4th top 10 at Auto Club. So 18 lead changes amongst 8 drivers, 4 cautions for 22 laps. Looks like one was at stage 1 conclusion for incident in turn 2 at the conclusion. Stenhouse, the 19, the 20, and the 42. And then stage 2 was clean. And the 4th caution was debris in turn 1, the 43 debris. And the 1st caution was debris from the 3 car. So 3 for incidents, 1 during the stage conclusion, which is kind of silly, and then the other stage conclusion. So how the standings look. Kyle Busch, 2 wins with a 15-point lead over Joey Logano with 1 win. Now, that being said, Kyle leads the points and the win, so a true number 1 seed. Joey Logano with 1 win is a true number 2 seed. In between them, Kevin Harvick with no wins, 3rd in points overall. And then after that, Denny Hamlin in 4th, and Brad Keselowski in fifth. Both of those have wins. Of course, Hamlin's was the Daytona 500, which when it comes playoff time, they'll bump Harvick down unless Harvick gets a win by then. Arik Almirola is sixth. Everybody else from 6 to 16, no wins, I think. Yeah, just making sure. Martin Truex Jr., the seventh. Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, eighth. Kurt Busch, ninth. Ryan Blaney, 10th. 11th is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Chase Elliott is 12th. Eric Jones is 13th. Jimmy Johnson is 14th. Clint Bowyer is 15th. And at the bubble, Alex Bowman is 16th. Ryan Newman is in 17th, 3 points behind Bowman. So there's your bubble spot right there. And then Daniel Suarez is 5 points behind Bowman. Can he get it? He's got a shot at it. But he's in a new ride this year in the 41. So he went from a Toyota. He went from a dominant Toyota team to a dominant Ford team. So he's got a, we'll say he's on equal footing, but the Ford team he's on is a little bit, Fords are performing a little better than Toyotas. Anyway, let's hear from our winner, Kyle Busch, 200th. I'm sure that was brought up in the press conference. And as well as taking the checkered flag in California.
We are now joined by the winner of today's AAA 400 and the winner of 200 NASCAR National Series races, Kyle Busch, driver of the 18 Interstate Batteries Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. If you have a question for Kyle, please raise your hand. We'll give a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with Kathy.
Kathy Brown, pitting outside the box. Congratulations.
I didn't do that today, instead. Just kidding.
I know. You didn't get penalized for that. They say nothing is as special as your first win, but this 200th win has got to be very special. Going back, how do you compare your first win to this win today?
I don't know. That's so long ago. I remember a little bit about it, obviously, but just the, I don't know. I mean, I think the emotion of it on the first one was way greater because it was the first one. I mean, my mom was in tears today. She was in tears on the first one. I don't know how many of the in-between 198 she was in tears for, but I'm sure there were a few of those as well, too. It's just been a crazy ride, and to get 200 here today at Auto Club Speedway is pretty cool. I mean, the bookend number one and 200 here at the same place, kind of crazy. On the same asphalt, this place hasn't been repaved, so that's been pretty cool as well, too, and just being able to win. That's what it's about.
We'll go next here to Elliot, and then to Lee.
I heard you say, and I didn't get all of it, about a comparison to Richard Petty. The 200 wins was significant, and he had 200, but you brought up like LeBron and Michael Jordan, and how do you compare them to Richard Petty?
So somebody asked me about whether or not I was the greatest of all time, and I was like, I'm never going to self-proclaim that. You know, that's for others to debate, but, you know, I just look at, LeBron James is obviously really, really good in basketball. So is Michael Jordan. And two of them, you know, arguably one of them, which one or the other, could be greatest of all time. But in my opinion, I don't know if in this day and age now anymore with how many eras we've been through in racing or basketball or football or whatever, if there is truly a greatest of all time. I think there's obviously great. And I would just like to be attributed or you know, in that mix of the top five, top eight guys. I think by the time I'm all said and done, I could be in the top two or three of those guys of greatest of all time. But I think it's going to be really, really hard to exactly pinpoint how you can define greatest when that time comes.
So Lee, and then Dustin.
SuccessfulRacingVoice.com. You know, Earnhardt told Jeff Gordon early in his career, don't worry about what the fans think. You know, as long as they're making some sort of noise, you know that you've, you know, hit on something. But fans also like winners. Have you noticed the...
Do they?
Well, I mean, have you noticed the pickup...
They booed the hell out of Earnhardt for a long time, and Jeff Gordon, and Jimmy Johnson.
But do you feel your fan base picking up with your winning percentage.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like my fan base has been picking up over the years, just of growing up a little bit. You know, obviously, I turned off plenty back in the early days, and you're never going to change those minds, which is fine. But, you know, there's certainly some that are kind of turning the table or turning the corner a little bit as to seeing about more of what's today, who I am today, and the growing up that I've done. But overall, just, I certainly have to give a huge shout out and praise to the Rowdy Nation fans that have been with me since the beginning, that have been with me since the five Kellogg days, or heck, even my Xfinity days before I was a Cup guy, whatever. So even in Las Vegas, when we go out there and I sign autographs at M&M's World, there's people that I see there that come out that I remember seeing at the Bull Ring in Las Vegas, you know, and they're still Kyle fans. So those are the core group that I certainly am very appreciative of and that are very passionate about me.
And there you have Kyle Busch. He has grown up, and I think a lot of the stuff he does now, like the rubbing the eyes like to the crybabies and all, I think that was kind of he does it in a funny way now, where before he used to get downright angry and storm off of things. So, you know, I think that injury didn't help when he did win a championship that year, but he was out for 11 races, got hurt in the Xfinity race at Daytona. But he came back and did what he had to do to get in the championship playoffs and wound up taking the Sprint Cup. Now it's going to be the Monster Energy Cup, which I think is a nicer-looking trophy. Actually, both of them look better than the old Winston Cup. But anyway, that's here nor there. So we go from 2 miles track down to the shortest track on the circuit, the half-mile paperclip at Martinsville Speedway. And I'm looking at who did what there. And I see Clint Boyer, Kyle Busch, and Ryan Blaney. Clint Boyer won this race last year. Kyle Busch was second. Ryan Blaney was third. Dominated by Fords. Kyle Busch only led 24 laps. And Denny Hamlin actually led 111. So, that was this race last year. Now, on to the second race, which was in October. Weather was different. Joey Logano, 309 laps. Denny Hamlin came in second. Martin Truex came in third. Logano led 309 laps. And Kyle Busch was fourth, but he led 100 laps. That's only a 500-lap race, folks. So I'm kind of torn. Do I go with Logano or do I go with Hamlin? Both have wins. Hell, you can even count Kyle Busch up in there because he was up near the top and he's got a win this year and he's running good. One of the few Toyotas. Well, it's kind of split. Toyotas and three Toyotas have wins, two by Kyle Busch and one by Hamlin, same team. And Fords have wins, Joey Logano and Keselowski. Where was Kaz? He was fifth in the playoff race. He was 10th in the race. Now, there was a snowfall, kind of postponed things a bit, so. It was a different day, and I think the weather is going to be a lot different. But I'm definitely leaning toward the Ford. I'm going to have to go with, I don't know, I might go with, you know, I want to take a long shot here. I'm going to go with Denny Hamlin. Even though Ford's dominated, Hamlin's run pretty good, but the Fords that run good were two different teams. One was a Stuart Haas with Boyer, and the other one was a Penske with Logano. It might be the one where Logano helped push Truex aside, and he said that Logano wasn't going to win the championship. And needless to say, Logano won the championship. But anyway, I'm going with Denny Hamlin this week. That's our show for today. Hope you all enjoyed it. We'll see you all next week to wrap up the Martinsville weekend. I'm your host, Vinny Bonfigli. You've been listening to Garage Talk Live on blogtalkradio.com/Garage Talk Live. Yes, that's where we're at. Tune in every Tuesday at noon right here. And if you don't, can't catch us live, we will be up on podcast. So you can catch it anytime. If you want to get a particular guest, go to the past shows and they'll be listed in order from newest to oldest. Scroll down. There's quite a few pages. I've been doing this in here on this site since 2013. So, that being said, we'll see you all next week. Good day and good racing. Bye now.